I'm Karen.
I'm Greg.
I'm Aubrey.
And I'm Paul.
And this is Library Beat,
a weekly podcast about all things library.
This week on Library Beat, Karen and Aubrey get crafty with special guest star Whitney. Stay tuned to find out about all of the library's craft offerings.
Hello, all. Hello, Aubrey and
Hello.
Whitney.
Hello.
Welcome to our podcast.
We're excited to be here. Whitney, how are you feeling?
I'm here.
Go, Whitney. Today, we're going to talk about crafts. And all three of us like crafts. Two-thirds of us are better at crafting. I am a poster woman for Pinterest fails. But we're going to talk crafts today because we have a lot of things on crafts. And on Friday, today, the craft fair starts. It's the 6th, 7th, and 8th at the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. Always a big thing here in Hot Springs. So we put a shout out to them and do some crafting. And we're going to talk about Aubrey, who runs a craft program here at the library.
Yeah, if you're listening to this before 2 p.m. today, you can show up to the library and do a craft. We're going to be making soap. So if you've never made soap before, you can come and I'll teach you how to make it.
I haven't made soap. I've made candles. I want to make candles again.
Well, don't tell them that I said this, but I've also never made soap, but I'm going to learn between now and then.
That'll be fun. Do we need fire?
Hopefully not.
Okay. Do you have to melt something?
We just need electricity.
Electricity. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Should be good.
Yes, it'll be fun. Aubrey is really, really crafty, and her programs are very popular.
They are. I wish they were more popular, but they're super fun. So, you know.
And
it's
sometimes
fine.
If you have a crowd, you can't do the one-on-one. So
Right. But they're pretty small. Generally, we have about 10 people come to our crafternoons. We've done a lot of different things. So since fall's coming up, we like to do more fall-themed crafts. So I know last year we made some little miniature, what are they called? Wooden pallet scarecrows. So if you were on the GCL community page on Facebook, you might have seen that. So keep a lookout on the community page because I post my craft ideas on there for people to do or to see what craft we're doing in Crafternoon.
What's the community page?
It's on Facebook. If you look up GCL, which stands for Garland County Library, community page, and it should pop up for you.
Perfect. So in November, we're also thinking about doing another cake program. About a year or so ago, maybe longer than that, we did a cake program. We have lots of cake pans. And so our program was come in, check out a cake pan, run home, decorate it, cook it, decorate it, and then send a picture in to the community page, the connections mm-hmm. page. And then you'll be entered when you send in that picture, you'll be entered in for a drawing of prizes, baking related. And that was a very popular program. It's fun. Nothing comes out like it does on the internet.
Right.
So it was fun to see all these cakes because some of them were really great and some were like mine that weren't not so great.
It's supposed to look like Spider-Man, but it kind of doesn't.
Yeah, and Caitlin did a good job with her Spider-Man. Kind of like a wonky Spider-Man. That's in November. I think we're going to try to do that in November. I tried to do it in October, and Paul shot me down on that because there's so much going on here in October. Mm-hmm. He said, let's do it in November. I said, okay. So we didn't shun him too much, but yeah. We're going to do that in November. So that's our cake program in November. And if you come to the library, which I know a lot of you do, we have a lot of items, books, DVDs about crafting. What's your favorite craft?
My favorite craft? My favorite recent craft that I've done recently was polymer clay earrings. Ooh. It was super fun. And Whitney actually came to that. Do you want to tell them how much fun you had?
No.
That makes me look bad.
I'm sorry.
Was it fun, Whitney?
I am not crafty when it comes to clay, and I learned that in this class.
That's okay.
So my earrings were green blobs.
Green blobs.
That's okay. You know, sometimes things go well and sometimes they don't. I don't know what I like to... I would love to get into quilting. I've made one quilt years and years and years ago. I would love to get back into that. I've been working on a quilt since Caitlin was in third grade from all her old t-shirts.
Oh.
I just haven't got it done yet.
Miss Karen, you should check out Creative Bug.
I know, Creative Bug. What is Creative Bug, Whitney?
It's the free version, even more cooler version than Pinterest.
Yes, it's something we have. It's one of our databases. So if you go to GCL.com. No.
GCLibrary.com.
I knew that sounded weird. Our databases, we have a lot of databases, Creative Bug is our crafty one. Mm-hmm. And you can get on there and they have lessons and on all kinds of things. Paper crafts, quilting, baking, sewing. I would love to get into sewing again. I used to sew when I was little with my grandmother. Mm-hmm. And she had the greatest machine, but now sewing, I can't get the bobbin to work right.
Is it your grandmother's sewing machine? Because that might be the problem.
It is. But it was real easy. Had one of those pedals. And I bought one a few years ago, which I bought a cheap one, and it was not worth it. I think I need to invest some more money if I really want to get into sewing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric offers free HVAC estimates and has discounts for seniors and veterans. Their vision is to provide prompt, reliable service that exceeds expectations. Their positive and cooperative attitude has made them a provider of choice in Garland County for over 30 years. Thanks, City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, for your next project. Call 501-623-3325 or 501-922-3325.
Well, you know, we have some sewing machines upstairs. Maybe we need to have a staff sewing day.
Oh, that would be fun.
Hey, you could do that for crafter hours, or crafter noon, I'm sorry, and get Karen.
Yes, that might be quilting me.
Oh. Yeah, there we go.
We need to find somebody else to do the quilting because I've never done that before, and I don't think I can learn that between now and then.
You know, of course, my grandmother knew how to do it. And I don't know, we have a lot of books on quilting. We might have to look it up in a book. I was trying to make a t-shirt. Quilt, one of those t-shirt quilts.
Yeah.
And I looked online, and I'm still trying to do it. And, of course, she's a junior now, and this was third grade. So I'm going to get there.
You know, one thing I really like about Creative Bug that I think sets it apart from Pinterest is that they have video tutorials,
yes,
which is better than just reading an article about how to do a craft.
Yes, because sometimes you have to read the person's biography and everything.
Exactly.
I'm like, just jump to recipe.
I'm Mary Lou, and I have 7 children, and I live on a farm, and here's my recipe.
Yes, and you have to read, you know, 2 chapters before you get to the recipe. But Creative Bug, they do have the video tutorials, and you can just jump back in anytime. All you need is your library card, I think. To log in, you need your library card and PIN number, but it's Creative Bug. Mm-hmm. And we've had it for a few years, and it's been pretty popular.
Yeah.
Not only do we have books on quilting, we have books on sewing and knitting and crocheting.
And cross-stitching.
And cross-stitching.
I did learn how to cross-stitch recently. That one's pretty fun.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I've cross-stitched one of those little things like you get at Walmart.
Oh, yes. Yeah, those are fun. I cross-stitched a little Among Us character. So if you're part of the younger generation, you probably know what that is. But do you know what Among Us is?
No.
Okay. it's a little game, and they have these cute little characters. And so when I learned how to cross-stitch, that was the first thing I made. I made a little green Among Us character. It was pretty cute.
Oh, cute. We also have books on soap making, what you're going to do.
Yeah.
That I want to learn that, and I want to do a candle. I want to do a candle making. I go to the craft fair just for the soy candles, and I want to learn how to do that.
Oh yeah,
I want to. You know, I want them year round, and I can't afford to buy them for year round at the craft
right.
fair. So I want those. I want to do a program on candle making.
Okay,
and we'll just light them all and let the alarm go off.
Perfect. I'll add it to my list of things to do.
We have books on beading, jewelry making. Whitney, you're into jewelry making. Tell us about that.
I make resin jewelry. That's about it.
Okay. And you're good at it.
That's true.
You don't have any earrings on today, but the other day you wore some cute earrings that you said you had made.
Yes.
They were red or pink.
Red or pink. I don't remember what these were.
They were cute. But Whitney likes to craft, and she's a jewelry maker. Resin, and I don't know anything about resin.
She makes hair clips too, so I've seen her wear some super cute hair clips that she's made, and some earrings, and some bracelets. You made a bracelet once.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yep, lots of fun stuff.
Lots of fun stuff. We have lots of books on beading and leather work, books on paper craft, origami.
If you're into crafts, just come to the library.
Yes.
We got you.
gift wrapping, one of our most popular programs. And this was before COVID. Everything is like either before COVID or after COVID. We did a holiday program, and we did paper crafts, and we did make your own wrapping paper.
Well,
and
that's
it was
neat.
It was very, very popular. We might have to bring that back.
Yeah.
We did that, and I believe something else, made some ornaments.
Mm-hmm.
But we have books on paper craft, and Creative Bug does a lot of, like, journaling, make your own journals, paper crafting like that, a media.
Yeah.
Mixed media, I think is what it's called.
Maybe. I know bullet journaling is really, really popular right now. I don't do bullet journaling, but other people do.
Yeah.
And they seem to really like it. And I think I've seen some tutorials on Creative Bug about bullet journaling.
Yes, they do a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. Bullet journaling is...
That was Greg.
It's our conscience speaking. Yeah. Bullet journaling is just a journal, but they have bullets. They don't have lines. They have dots all across the paper. So, and you just kind of design your page the way you want it to be. You draw, like, different shapes, and you fill those areas in, and it's kind of hard to describe.
Yeah, Caitlin has one of those.
Yeah. It's better if you look at pictures. I'm not a very
like a blank page.
Describer of things.
Oh, now we have a visual. I'm sorry, y'all. The audience can't see. What else do we have? Well, we have a lot of cake pans. Let's go back to our cake pans. We have lots of cake pans. We do have a cake decorating, one cake decorating set that has some tips in it and measuring cups and a thermometer if you're making candy. It has a candy thermometer. So we have one baking set. We do have just regular cake pans like the round or the square cake pans if you need something like that. But we have a lot of shapes.
We have a jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, we do have a jack-o'-lantern. We have a haunted house. And, you know, in some cake pans, like a snowman could be different things. It doesn't just have to be a snowman. Use your imagination. It could be anything. It could be a scarecrow. It could be anything. So we have a lot of character cake pans. We have a lot of themed holiday cake pans.
Mm-hmm.
But those are fun. Those, if you don't like it, I mean, if you mess up, so what? You still get to eat it.
It's true. It all tastes the same, yeah.
Yes, it all tastes, especially with buttercream icing.
So don't forget, if you guys are not busy today at 2 o'clock, stop by the library, come make some soap with us. It might be a trial and error sort of situation, but we will learn and have some soap to send home by the end of the day.
And fun. We'll have some fun, some laughs.
Exactly.
And this weekend is the craft fair. I will be out there probably on Saturday. So the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I'm not sure the hours. I think it goes to about 6. Visit out there. It's fun. There are vendors. There's food. I love
food.
To get the corn out there. Yes, of course. I could love that. So it is fun. I used to go with a couple of coworkers, but everybody got busy and we kind of stopped doing that. But go. It's fun. Crafting is fun. We have lots of things on crafting. I think we're about to craft it up and wrap it up.
Exactly.
Make sure y'all look for Karen at the craft fair buying her candles this
year. Yes, my soy candles. Yes. I love my soy candles out there. And I bought a necklace out there, and I bought a walking stick out there. You can find anything at the craft fair. And I bought dish towels. That's what I would like to get into is the dish towels. You know how they sew the dish towels? They put the thing, the little hook on the end.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those. Like with the little pot holder.
Yes.
And then they sew the towel, and then they put a button on there.
Yes.
Yeah, those
are
cute.
So cute. I think that wraps us up. Aubrey, any last words about crafting?
I love crafting. Karen loves crafting. Whitney loves crafting. And we want you to come to the library and craft with us.
Craft with us. Craft it up. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Library Beat from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us each Friday for a new topic.